Thank you.
He was an
outsider. This is Naomi. How may I help you today?
Oh, hey, this is Stacy. I'm calling from a homeless society.
Okay.
I was wondering if you guys regularly euthanize animals or have a...
No, we're a no-kill shelter.
Oh, do you have any animals that just, like, drop dead?
I mean, sometimes during surgery they can die.
Do you have any of those animals available?
Are you donating any dead animals?
Yeah, we're trying to start this thing here where we offer more culinary options for our homeless patrons. So we were wondering if you had any animals you wanted to donate for science. The science of cooking.
Okay. Since we are no-kill, we really don't hardly ever have animals die. I mean, it's really rare. If one does die in surgery, and the ones that we do have, usually we are cremating for the owners, so we really wouldn't be able to provide, like, a reliable or anything consistent. I mean, if we ever were able to donate, it would just be very sporadic. So I would definitely try another shelter that maybe is a kill shelter. I mean, you could try any of the other ones in the area and see if they'd be able to do that.
You think they'd be interested in feeding dead animals to the homeless? Because, like, a lot of shelters are really not cool with that. Like, do you know any that would be cool with that?
I thought feeding? Well, it'd be cats and dogs.
Yeah. We're trying to provide more culinary options for science reasons to our homeless people. So that would involve...
I couldn't say if they'd be interested in that or not.
Trying to discover the best way to kill animals and cook them for the homeless. But, I mean, they're already dead, so I don't get what the big deal is. Like, they're already dead. I mean, they died on the operating table.
No, there's not. We only have a couple, and they're usually owner animals.
Yeah,
so they want them cremated for the animals.
Well, why don't you just give the owners some ashes and... You know, we'll take the rest, and we'll actually feed someone with it, you know, and that would be helping out the environment and helping out people.
Because do you guys not our choice? We're not the owner of the animal, so we can't have say over that. It's a legal issue. If you're legally the owner of the animal, we cannot just give them. That'd be like taking a person's body, like a child, and giving it to someone else other than their parents.
Well, I mean, we're not trying to eat people, but I mean, just like cut the body in half, give half the ashes, and then retain the rest of the body and give us that body, and we can cook it to help people. Like, what's wrong with eating cats or dogs? I don't understand. Like, Asian people do it all the time.
I didn't say that. I just said that their owners... animals, and that we can't give away someone else's animal after it's passed away because they have ownership of the animal. You have to specifically ask a certain family if they wouldn't mind using their animal because it's a legal thing. It's not like we can't just give someone else's property away.
That's so now animals are property. I guess you think people are property too.
Who is this? I mean, what is your name?
Supervisor. My name's Stacy. Can I just talk to your supervisor, please?
Okay, hold on one second.
Okay.